What do you think the transition lines would do to property values for the people that are either right under the lines or looking at them? Is there an impact in terms of, well, let me just put it this way. If I was living at the Rocks, for instance, and someone threw a 135-foot tower between me and my view, I think I'd want my taxes lowered because there's that old view tax, right? So what's the possible impact on property taxes and abatements and questions and that whole area? And I'll hand this over because if anyone wants to, if the rest of the panelists want to jump in on that one too, I'm sure we'd love to hear. So take it.
So it's a really great question because it draws a distinction between common sense, as all of you in the audience have, and the propaganda that's been given to you by Northern Pass. So you can ask yourself the question, if somebody put a 135-foot tower in your front yard, do you think it would help your property values, leave your property values the same, or maybe hurt them? Well, obviously it will hurt them, and that's been demonstrated. What is unbelievable to us on this panel is that Northern Pass continues to assert in written form, in testimony, in public official statements, that these transmission lines will not have any significant adverse effect on property values. So what Sandy and I did, this is my wife Sandy in the front, we woke up one morning and saw in the local paper a great big line that was drawn through our town, and we looked and we said, whoa, that goes through our property. And so we said it would have been nice of these people to talk to us first. We formed the impression they might not be the most user-friendly, so we said we really had better be prepared to fight them every step of the way. So as soon as we saw that line, we hired a property appraiser, so an actual professional person, the kind that comes to your house when you get a mortgage or something, who has a big checklist of things and says what actually happens to your property if these transmission lines get built. And so to make a long story short, we gave this appraiser several parts of our land and said, just tell us, what's the number? If they put these lines right across that land with a nice view like the Rocks, what's going to happen? And for our property up north, the bottom line was the value of the property would get diminished by 60% to 90%. 60% to 90%. Now, to be fair, and we all take, on this panel, we all want to be really fair and not misleading. This is open land. It's got beautiful views. It doesn't look out right now on a power plant or a transmission line. And so it's like the kind of land you'd want to, you know, build a nice house on. It's not the same as land that's in an urban or a suburban environment. But the point is, obviously, when you put a burden onto your land, the value goes down. Taxes. So Northern Pass asserts that there'll be all this new revenue to towns like Deerfield or towns up and down the line because of property taxes. Well, they're going to spend roughly $2.5 million per mile to build this line. And they say, well, that's going to add to your assessed value. So the town's assessed value goes up and everybody's taxes can go down. The problem with that logic is twofold. First, it doesn't take into account the abatements that you would all go and seek to get if your property is looking at, is under the lines, or even is in the community affected by the lines. All of those things can hurt your property values. Second, it sweeps under the rug a nasty little thing that your selectman can tell you about, which is called depreciation and valuation of power lines for purposes of town taxes. Again, to make a really complex story easy, if you buy a brand new car, well, in 5 years, it's not worth what you paid for it. And what the power line people will do is they'll say, we're putting $2.5 million per mile in your community, but in 5 years, it's going to be worth a lot less than they paid for it because they're going to mark it down in value year after year. So tax-wise, we have been unable to say whether taxes would actually go up, tax revenues would go up or go down. Who knows? The lines will create some value. There'll be a decrease and a hit to property values that are affected by it, and the lines will depreciate.